due to serious failings in management. David Fuller sexually assaulted over 100 women and girls between 2005 and 2020. Fuller's since been given a whole life sentence for murdering two women in 1987. Nevra's Kamal's daughter Azra was one of his victims in a hospital mortuary.
Absolute disgrace. It's bad enough losing your loved ones, but to then be told that they were abused and raped in a mortuary over numerous occasions, and it could have been prevented. I mean, where do you go with that?
A man's admitted killing two students and a caretaker in a spate of attacks in Nottingham, but denied murder. Baldo Colacani pleaded guilty to the manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility of Barnaby Webber, Grace O'Malley Kumar and Ian Coates in June. 41 men who've spent more than 2 weeks trapped in a tunnel in India are just hours from being freed. Rescuers have broken through debris to reach them. Minimum service levels will be brought in for England schools by the next academic year if government proposals get the go-ahead. It means a threshold of staff will have to be provided to keep schools open on strike days. Education Secretary Gillian Keegan had wanted unions to agree to the proposals on a voluntary basis, but they refused.
We are still supporting the fundamental right to strike, but we're trying to balance that with the fundamental right of a child to an education as well, and for students to be able to sit exams, for example. These have a massive impact on young people and on their parents.
Michael Gove's apologised to victims and bereaved families for government errors during the pandemic. The then Cabinet Office ministers told the COVID inquiry too much was asked of the Department for Health. And the first transatlantic flight by an airliner powered only by plant-based fuel, including cooking oil, has taken off from Heathrow. The Virgin Atlantic plane is heading to New York. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much, Anna. Well, it's a lot brighter than yesterday, but from here on now, the temperature's going to start falling from today's high of 6 to hit a fat zero overnight. The good news is that it should again be sunny tomorrow, but at just 4 degrees, pretty darn cold. And looking further ahead, we can expect outbreaks of sleet and rain on Thursday. But Friday and Saturday should both be sunny, although with highs, if you can call them that, of a mere 3 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It's been so long since we're together in the backseat.
Steve Perry and Noah Raisin gets us underway for the second hour, Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. About half past two, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about a man who attempted to challenge Queen Victoria, somewhat unsuccessfully, I'd say. But first off, it's music from Girls Aloud. There, climbing aboard the love machine. And now one of the best things about Christmas is that all of the carols. And you can enjoy an evening of Christmas music and carols this coming Saturday, the 2nd of December. The event is called Stars. It's all taking place at Hutton and Shenfield Union Church, Roundwood Avenue in Shenfield. And the Brentwood Choral Society will be presenting their annual Christmas event, which is going to be joined by the Bluebirds Children's Choir and the BCS Ensemble. Now, the conductor is Art Wang Chuorin Sab, and the accompaniment is by Dominic Brentham, or Bentham, I should say. The event starts at 7 p.m. Tickets priced at £12, which include refreshments and programme, are available from brentwoodchoralsociety.org.uk/tickets. And note that under 12s get in for half price, just £6. And as I say, the information is available at the website at brentwoodchoralsociety.org. phoenixfm.org.uk/tickets. And if you missed any details, just take a look at our website, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events. Time now to hear from Steps, who are dancing with a broken heart.
FM. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
By the American group Sly Fox was released in 1985, but it took more than a year to make it to the charts, peaking at number 3 here in the UK and at number 7 in the Billboard Hot 100. Now, to all intents and purposes, it was a one-hit wonder, and contrary to popular misconception, has nothing to do with a sexual relationship, but rather as an encouragement not to allow anything to stop you from achieving your lifetime goals. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrmann for her 80s show Greaties here on Phoenix FM, which airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. And let's come right up to date now with a new one from Delta Goodrum, one of my favorites, Back to Your Heart. That's great. Delta Goodrum there and Back to Your Heart.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, well, we have reports of an accident at Tower Green. That's the junction of the A12 and the A130. And also on the A12 northbound, the slow traffic between Junction 16 for Gallywood, that's the B1007, and Junction 17 for the A130 at Howe Green. And, of course, don't forget, we still got those 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingate Stone and Gallywood. And just note that if you're heading from Chelmsford, you can't join the A12. You're heading south on Three Mile Hill, the A414, and you have to follow diversions through Ingate Stone. And what else do we have for you? Well, in Chelmsford itself, the slow-moving traffic on the Baddow Bypass, the A1114 towards the Army and Navy roundabout, and on Parkway between the Army and Navy roundabout and New London Road, and also on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. So not a good place to be this afternoon. And note that temporary traffic signals are in operation in Worley on Eagle Way at Essex Way. That's due to gas main work. And looking at public transport right now, I can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. But if you're heading London bound, minor delays are still affecting the Central Line, the Circle Line, and the Hammersmith and City Line. And severe delays are now affecting the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Uxbridge. That's due to train cancellations. Everywhere else it's fine and dandy. And of course Keith will have a further update for you at around about 25 past 3. But at 27 and a half minutes after 2, you are fully up to date. And this is Middle Kids with Drama Mine.
Sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you, sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you,
FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, last week when you were here, Margaret, you talked about the George Pub in Wanstead and the cherry pie. And you're moving not that far away from Wanstead, are you not? Because you're going to Buckhurst Hill.
Just up the road, literally, yeah. To Buckhurst Hill in Essex, yes. And you know how I love finding interesting snippets from local newspapers of the time.
Yeah.
Well, this is from a newspaper called The Evening Express. For 23rd of June 1896, and it reports the case of a gentleman called Adam Lovett. Now, Mr. Lovett came from Queen's Road, Buckhurst Hill, and he wanted to celebrate leaving the army. He'd done his stint in the army. He'd been discharged, we presume honourably, and he decided to treat himself to a day at Ascot Races.
Right.
Off he went to Ascot Races. Now, we don't know whether he lost money, but I think it's pretty safe to presume that he did lose money. Because somewhere between Ascot Races and coming home to Queen's Road, Buckhurst Hill, the next report we have of him is banging on the gates of the Tower of London, demanding to be let in and saying that Queen Victoria owed him £8. So we can sort of form the conclusion that he'd maybe had a few drinks.
I think he might have done.
During the day at the race course, and probably enjoyed himself, maybe placed a bet or two, and maybe lost money.
Yep.
And was convinced Queen Victoria not only lived in the Tower of London, but owed him the money that he'd lost.
Yes.
So eventually, after being told to go away a few times, the police came along and they arrested him for disturbing the peace. Mr. Lovett promptly appeared at the local police court the very next day, where he was duly fined £5 for disturbing the peace, and it was pointed out to him that Queen Victoria not only didn't owe him any money, but also did not live at the Tower of London.
I think by that time his head was fairly clear anyway.
You would think so.
Yeah.
So he ended up not only £8 worse off, but another £5 worse off.
Oh dear, oh dear. Not
so
a good day.
A sad but humorous story.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Scott.
Margaret.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Videotapes and ice skates are beautiful things, like a birthday card for Johnny and a pair of angel wings. You were trying to light a fire, and all you wanted was a match, but you knew I didn't have one, so it was odd that you should ask. No, it wasn't just the plane crash that shook you to the core, but the very thought of losing her that made it all worth dying for.
I'm sorry.
We both washed up on that island, all alone without a friend, thinking you and I were gonna die there and that would be the end. But as the weeks turned into months, I saw you overcome your fears, and as we became companions, all those months turned into years. When we would talk and talk for hours, you would make sure I felt heard, 'cause you knew what I was saying, though I never said a word. Ooh, I'm ready for anything. Ooh, who knows what the tide could bring. After 1500 days, you and me escaped to sea, and I knew that you still loved the girl from Memphis, Tennessee. Out there on that lonely ocean, we met a passing humpback whale, 'cause all the way from Bakersfield, the tide gave us a sail. And just like that it happened, the waves took me away. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry that you lost a friend that day. Ooh, I'm ready for anything. Ooh, who knows what the tide could bring. Ooh, yeah, I'm ready for anything. Ooh, journey full of tragedy and pain. But I'm grateful I was with you through the sunshine and the rain. And when I wonder where you are now, I'll probably never know. But my friend, I hope you made it, and somehow you finally made it home. I have an ocean worth of questions, but if I do know one thing, it's that the sun will rise tomorrow, and who knows what the tide could bring. I know I said I'd be back, and like that, nobody knew where I was at. All my logic said I would never see you again. After 4 years of missing you so bad, but here I am, and now I have to learn to let you go. Even though I love you more than you'll ever know, I'm getting used to half a heart and the way things are. But Kelly, I never should have gotten out of the car. I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm ready for anything. Could bring. Ooh, yeah, I'm ready for anything. Ooh, who knows what the tide could bring? I'm sorry for everything, but nobody knows what the tide could bring. You know, nobody knows what the tide could bring. Videotapes and ice skates are beautiful things, like a pocket watch on Kelly time and a pair of angel wings. When the birthday card to Johnny, it made me realize that the most beautiful thing in the world is, of course, the gift of life. The most beautiful thing in the world is to be so wonderfully alive.
Carly Rae Jepsen there and Call Me Maybe, and we kicked off the Love Zone with this hour with Owl City and the full version of Kelly Time. And I believe that Carly Rae Jepsen did do a number with Owl City at one time. Anyway, this is Marmaduke Duke and Rubber Lover. Sounds a bit rude to me.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Music sounds best on Phoenix FM. Music Radio.
We'll be right back.
the great Rod Stewart there, and Hot Legs. Well, there you go, and there he goes, disappearing into the distance and heading off into the city now. It's Charlie XCX and Sam Smith.
I'm flowing to you like water, in my body swaying side to side. I'm focused in on the moment, all the lights of diamonds in the sky, yeah. You set me down to time. Time to seek myself, 'cause I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for. I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for. I found it in the city, in the dark, in the city, in the dark, in the dark, in the city, in the dark, in the dark, 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 in the city, in the dark, in the city, in the dark, in the city, in your heart, in the dark, dark, dark.
The latest one, though, from Charlie XCX and Sam Smith. And this is also new from Abby Flynn. That's Abby Flynn, and that just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you again on Monday at the same time. But stay tuned now for Keith Rogers, who on behalf of St. Francis Hospice will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Aretha Franklin with a bit of respect, but from me, bye-bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.